Hello friends, welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward. I'm your host, Lee Safar, and today, one final episode about this subject that I said that I would never talk about again. But given the recent few weeks worth of discussions, I just want to back up a point that I made in the weekly newsletter a few weeks ago. So we're going to be talking about this idea of infused coffees, which I hate the name, but until we come up with a better name, that's what we're going to use. But before we get started, massive thanks to our episode presenting sponsor, the Coffee Consultants Mastermind Group. Head to mapperforward.org/group coaching. Register your interest to join today. All right, so today we are talking about whether you should or shouldn't buy these infused coffees, infused being in brackets. So as you know, there's been a lot of discussion about this in the industry recently, mostly around barista competitions and whether these coffees should be allowed in barista competitions. I'm quite disappointed at the way that this subject has hijacked so many important things that are going on in our industry. But to put that aside, and I am putting that aside, I don't want to talk about this subject again on this podcast because there are so many important things that are going on in the industry right now that demand our attention. And we have a very short window to get these situations sorted. So, should you be buying these coffees? And this is a question that I keep getting in the mastermind groups and from people. Like, what's the go? If we're not going to be allowing these coffees into barista competitions, which that has not been stated, to be clear, but if there are people out there who have won world barista competitions that are raising all these concerns about these coffees, should we be allowing these coffees in our shops and is it fair to offer them? So I'm here to tell you that the decisions that you make for buying coffee should not come from anybody outside of you. If you've created a proper customer acquisition plan, which is something that we teach here, but it's not difficult to understand. It's the idea of knowing who your customers are, what they like to drink, and then you're building a customer acquisition strategy around that. So if your customers are going to enjoy drinking these kinds of coffees, buy them. If you think that these are the kinds of coffees that you want to introduce to your customers, buy them. If you were wondering what people are going to think about whether you offer these coffees, ignore them. These coffees are a win-win-win for everybody who participates from every single angle that I've seen. I'm yet to see people buy these coffees and the producer doesn't win, the roaster doesn't win, the cafe doesn't win, and the customer doesn't win. In those situations, when any supply chain around this subject exists, I'm telling you, the coffees sell like crazy. Is transparency required? Transparency is required across so many things in our industry, and I am always an advocate for increasing the level of transparency that needs to happen when it comes to supply chain practices. This is not the only place that we need to improve transparency. It's across the whole supply chain because people are participating in a less than, with less integrity than we would like to see. But build relationships with producers. Make sure that you know what you're buying. Make sure you pay a fair price. Make sure that when you sell coffees to your consumers, that they're the kind of coffees that they want to buy. And if they're the kinds of coffees that they want to buy, they win, you win, the roaster wins, the producer wins. What you're serving in your shop should not be dictated by what a world barista champion is of any caliber is telling you, or a local champion, or anything like that, the disconnect between what happens in world barista competitions and what actually happens in the cafe is vastly different. Vastly different. And so please stop taking cues from what people are telling you you should be serving in your stores, and listen to what it is that you want to serve and what your customers want to drink. This is really, really important. And please, for the love of all things holy, can we get back to focusing on the very real, serious, really serious problems that we're having in our industry that are at breaking point? Stay tuned to the podcast to hear more about what they are. As always, I hope this has been helpful. This is not in any way meant to be a negative discussion. It's not meant to be something that's taking a dig at anyone. Not at all. This is a discussion that kind of just ties a bow on what Mapper Forward will discuss about this subject. This has been something that we did talk about in our weekly mailing list. Please jump on it if you're not already on it. But it's something that we no longer want to talk about because we want everyone to get about the business of focusing on things that will really, really affect the stability of our supply chain. Peace, love, and peanut butter, friends. Don't forget to subscribe. Have an amazing rest of your day. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the podcast, friends. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit that subscribe button and rate and review this podcast. Yes, please, rate and review. Also, please share this episode with your friends in the industry. Thanks to our episode sponsor, the Mapper Forward Coffee Consultants Mastermind Group. Head to mapperforward.org/group coaching for more details. This podcast is produced by Mapper Forward, and the track you're currently listening to is called Run, 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 written and performed by myself and produced by Evolutionary Theory. For more information on Mapper Forward, head to mapperforward.org. Till the next time you tune into the podcast, peace, love, and peanut butter, friends. Have an amazing rest of your day.